Today's country and your all-time favorites. 95.1 The Bull. Rob Getz in the bullpen. Joining me on the line this morning, New Hampton Recreation Coordinator Tara Hackman from New Hampton Parks and Rec. Tara, thanks for joining me this morning.
Hey, good morning. Glad to have it. Yeah.
Definitely, because Tara, a couple of things I wanted to talk with you. I noticed that in the paper we're already seeing information about the holiday lights display. Let's talk about this contest you guys got going on.
Sure, yeah. This is our third year that we've brought back the Holiday Lights Display Contest. The past few years, it was been our park board that would go around and do the judging. This year, we are going to do things a little bit different. So any residential address in New Hampton can sign up to be on this list for the contest. You just need to be willing to share your address and your name. We will then put it on the Facebook page, New Hampton Holiday Lights Contest, and then we will actually post a public poll next Thursday, and the public is getting to vote and choose the winners for this year's contest. We've got different categories that include most traditional, most whimsical, best theme, Clark Griswold's best, and best use of lights, and we also have a neighborhood Shining Star Award. So if you are an address that knows you'd like to be a part of the contest, we are definitely would like, you know, some more to be a part of it. Right now we only have 8 households. Please let me know, either give us a call or send me an email by December 8th. During the dates of December 8th through the 15th, that's where the public can go around and get an idea of who they want to vote for. And then the public polls will be on that Facebook page on the 15th.
Very good, very good. And Tara, I noticed there is some heavy, heavy competition, especially around the New Hampton Community Schools. Went with my family just the other day and noticed a lot around Sheikley and even out by just opposite of the road there going out from the school there.
Yes. So Phillips and Wilson, they've gotten the Neighborhood Shining Star Award the last 2 years, and they would like to put out a little challenge to any other neighborhoods in New Hampton that they think could beat them. So nothing wrong with a little challenge. That can be pretty fun. So as of right now, they are the only neighborhood that has registered. So if you think you have a neighborhood that might have a chance, please don't hesitate to reach out and get it on the list for people to judge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tara Hackman joining us here on 95.1 The Bull from New Hampton Parks and Rec. As another event that will be on the horizon, Tara, I'll let you talk about that one.
Sure, yes. A big staple of our department and of our community is our annual Breakfast with Santa event. This year's event is actually coming up this Saturday, December 10th. It is at the Community Center at 112 East Spring Street from 8:30 to 10 a.m. It is a free breakfast open to the public, pancakes, eggs, and sausage. We just ask that if you are able to bring a item for the food pantry. It is always a fun event. Santa will be here. You can share your Christmas wishes with Santa if you would like. Color some Christmas pictures, and each family can take home a special Christmas-related book donated by the New Hampton Library in the New Hampton Education Association.
Very good, very good. Tara Hackman joining us once again here on 95.1 The Bull. Of course, with that information for New Hampton Parks and Rec, we'll have that on our website here very soon. Another item that we've been talking about this for a generous part of the year, and it's something very exciting for our community. Tara, the all-inclusive park, and how's that coming along there?
Yes, yes. We are still we're still trucking away with fundraising. To this date, we have $261,761 raised. The entire playground with everything included, you know, your concrete, your fencing, and all those extras, we need about $350,000. We've got $350,000. We've got a lot of things in the works yet. We just sent out a countywide mailer last week, so residents in the county should have received those in the mail. If they haven't yet, that should be very soon. We will take those, you know, for as long as we can. We've gotten some great grain donations from farmers in the area that came in. That's been huge. We've got a few grants out there yet. We are still selling our holiday ornaments. Those are located in our office and some various businesses around New Hampton. And as I think a lot of you have seen, we have a rather large benefit coming up on February 25th. So a lot in the works. We're just planning away, and hopefully we can make it reality late summer of 23.
Very good. Terry Hackman, once again, joining us here on 95.1 The Bull. More information, Tara, whether it be on the all-inclusive park, Breakfast with Santa, or even the Holiday Lights Display Contest, what's the best source of references we can get in touch with you?
Sure. Feel free to call our office, 641-394-5464. You can always email me at tara.nhpark@gmail.com. And we keep our registration site, www.teamsideline.com/NewhamptonIA, with everything going on currently.
Very good. Terry Hackman again joining us on 95.1 The Bull from New Hampton Parks and Rec Recreation Coordinator. Thank you so much, Tara, for joining us today and sharing a wealth of information for us here in the community.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.